and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Petey
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Got my fingers crossed for a little freaking
Welcome to episode 213 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Welcome aboard, folks.
Hello.
I wasn't ready again.
Hello.
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 Well, hello. I cleaned up
Spoken
and I lost...
Spoken like a truly unfunny alcoholic.
I lost something that I use. I said, God damn it. He gone.
What'd you lose?
He lost his, what he has to say.
Yeah, my cheat sheet.
Oh, somebody stole it, I think. Is that it by Bob's computer? In front? No?
No. No. Steve probably took it on you.
Mm-hmm. That's something Steve would do.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
It's all Steve's fault. Let's blame Steve.
I knew it.
Let's blame Steve.
Yeah, this is my...
Steve took what? Yeah,
his. Every day with you is a punch in the nads.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yep.
Steve took it. Oh.
Found it? Oh, okay, found it. Find it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did find it?
Yay.
Yeah. It's just so fucked up, it's hard to identify.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
It's got like wine on it and some like... And I know there's been some anger issues about like where he comes in.
Anchor issues. Yeah.
That's what that's all about.
Yeah, that's what that's all about.
The heart scribble.
When we do the rock pod, I have to do the whole fucking thing.
Wow.
What do you mean? Give Steve something to do. He was just complaining today. He was bored.
You on drugs?
Yeah, right. Try to get him to do something.
He's asking. He's like, oh, I'm bored. We should just start giving him things to do. It'll be good for him.
Ah, fuck you. Don't think, Axel. It makes my dick itch.
That's right.
Firth. Some good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Vic Firth? I think this is the first podcast since your news. Are you letting that news out of the bag?
I don't know.
Publicly?
I don't know.
What does it matter? It can't hurt.
I guess it doesn't matter. No?
No.
Well, I don't even have to say who or what.
No, you don't have to give that specifics. You just have to give the action that was taken.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ways
Wish
to
I
say
had
it.
A drum roll.
Where is it?
Yeah. Sorry.
But I finally entered my semi-retirement. That's
Oh, that news.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Well, nothing.
Yeah.
You're titillated, aren't you?
I told you.
Oh, I already knew.
Jay had this look on his face like, oh, my God.
Wow, what happened?
What's happening?
Why do you have the weird look all over your face?
He's joking around. Feels so good when he jokes.
So I have been with this company for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the good news is they...
You came to an agreement that you should go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We definitely agreed I should go. But I left with a severance, right? Uh-huh. I guess that's what it's considered. So I get to take this time as I really planned to do 25 years ago.
Okay.
When I signed on with the company, the whole plan was, even the founder encouraged this at the time, was 20 years and out. And back then... After 20 years, they used to give you a whole month sabbatical that you could take with your vacation. So you could take like 2 months off, 2 months, spend a week all in one shot, and go figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So that was the plan. So I hit about 19 years with the company, and whoosh, that benefit was gone.
And here's the fun game.
And I was pretty pissed off about that one.
And here's the fun game for all our followers. Who have followed the podcast is that I know you said the name of this company, so it's deep somewhere somewhere.
I'm sure it's out there. I just don't want to give them any plugs. Without me, they can go down if they want.
Wow. Talk about Greg's ego, Jesus.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm used to holding a tool with that kind of power, Stan. I'm kidding. I've seen yours while you were sleeping. It's great.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Woo! Yeah.
That time of the year again.
I check the one. It's breakfast with flair.
What?
That's one of his commercials.
Oh.
It's breakfast with flair.
Woo!
Like, I'm curious how the younger generation got turned on to him, like, still in such wrestling. A big way.
Still wrestling.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. He's been in wrestling since, like, the 70s.
Well, dude. I know that, but I didn't know that.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So many of the youth were still watching wrestling and all that stuff.
Do you ever look at a WWE? You ever look at a WWE event? They've been PG for like the last decade. Mm-hmm. So more kid oriented, kind of like the 80s was. You know?
So it's breakfast with flair.
Went to Garlic Fest.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Weeks ago.
Somebody over else in checked in. Somebody
you didn't get shot, did you? Oh, no. Sorry, that's Texas.
Oh, did you go with Chris?
Yes.
Yes. They went. Yep.
Now
yep.
That's where I
yep.
knew I saw. That's,
yeah, we saw. I saw it on Facebook.
On their Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, the three of them we were
did. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It was fucking awesome. It
where is that
like
again?
Garlic, Bennington. It's like an hour, just over an hour.
Yeah.
To get there. Oh, it was really good. Really, really good.
Were you smelly for like?
Yeah. Well,
coming out of your
Renee
pores.
Renee was supposed to go, and she ended up not wanting to go at the last second. So, I just went with Chris and Kel and Morgan, and. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. I got some. Actually, I was going to bring them tonight, but I'll save it for another day. I got some awesome hot sauces I got to bring home.
Yeah. So what was the best thing you had there?
There was a lot of best things, but they had I don't know.
Did you try garlic ice cream?
I did not.
They have it, right?
Yeah, I did just a lot of. I did a lot of just the raw garlic.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get some for cooking, so I ended up eating a lot of raw garlic.
Not roasted or anything?
No, just cut up and raw. They had these maple syrup companies there. The one, I wish I could think of it. Oh, Papa John's Sugar Shack was the name of it. They do infused maple syrups, and they had a blueberry infused, cinnamon infused, and coffee infused. So I had to buy every one of them.
All of them. Buy them all.
Oh, they were awesome. And then they had a smoked maple syrup, too, which I ended up buying.
You had to get that.
So that was one of the best things I had. Oh, and olive oil. Olive oil and vinegar. What's the type of vinegar? Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic, yeah.
This company
balsamic.
From California. They grow everything themselves. It's all made, and it is fucking fantastic. They had a lot of flavored olive oils, and they had, I wish I had.
That one, I imagine, is the number one.
They had
a fig, use.
Chris bought fig balsamic.
Yep.
Which I didn't try it until after I already bought mine, and I wasn't going to buy another one because they're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But, holy shit, John, it's so good. Yeah, it was so good. So that
I like garlic.
I missed out on, I guess they had a, there was a good meat, like dried meat, like dried salami, stuff like that.
So that you can't get to everything?
You can, but there's a lot. It was packed. Chris said it was way more packed than last year, and the weather was perfect. So,
got to really like garlic, huh?
Chris said we went by, just anything to do with garlic, a lot of cheeses and stuff like that.
Oh, I just had some garlic cheese last
pickles.
Night.
Pickles. Yeah. The pickle guy, I forgot to go back. I wanted to buy pickles from him.
So good, pickles.
And Chris said we went by that. I didn't remember seeing the dried meat thing, but Chris said we went by and it was just too mobbed. I don't really remember. But yeah, it was good. It's not a huge area, so it's not a ton of walking. It's just tents that are set up one next to each other.
Bennington, Vermont?
Yeah, Bennington, Vermont. I forget the name of the place that it's at. But,
well, they probably had some good beers, too.
They did. They had a beer tent that you had to go in to get the beers. We waited in line. We each got a beer, but nothing crazy out there. They had that one that's a lot of Vermont stuff. But actually, they had Browns on tap there, which I thought was kind of funny.
Huh.
So
yeah, that is peculiar.
I checked into one, I think, for from there, Brown's Pilsner, I think I had, which was good.
Ooh.
On a hot day. But they had a bunch of food trucks set up, too. They had like a little food court.
Ooh, food cool truck. That bands might be in my future.
Everything's in your fucking future.
You it's definitely your worth ass it.
They said it's like one of the top 10 garlic fests in the world, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty neat.
I thought there was a big one in Pennsylvania or something like that.
I think so, but according to what they're...
Well, I'll go to Vermont for the Garlic Fest.
Yeah.
Garlic Fest?
Sure. It's definitely
really wouldn't do me any good.
I would go.
Yeah, I love garlic.
Me too.
Not, it's good. It's not high on my list. I like mild garlic, like a little
touch of it.
They have
every kind of garlic in the world. Like shit I've never even heard of in my life. And you could try it all.
That's one of the things I'm going to want to continue to do, but it's tricky to grow garlic.
It is.
Well,
your father, doesn't your father, or does he?
Well, yeah, but you have to plant it in the fall, and there's a certain time, like the moon, seriously, has to be at the right position. It's like a full moon in October or something. Yeah. Like that. And that's when you plant it. You know, it stays over the winter, and then the first thing, it's usually the first thing out of the ground in the spring.
Huh. Wow.
So it's kind of like, it's not like, ooh, spring's here, it's time to do gardening. It's like you got to prep it in advance, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
And you don't want your garlic to go to seed, but you can collect seeds at a certain point if you want them. Otherwise, you...
Did you churn your hops today?
I'm drying them now.
I meant you churn it, meaning you put more in and took
right,
care of it.
Right, right. Yep.
Ben picked his hops the other day.
Yeah, he was showing me before.
Well, the big trick was...
smell like a big marijuana farm.
Marijuana farm.
No, I got evicted.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
I got evicted to the garage, which actually works out a lot better.
Yeah.
Because now this house doesn't stink. And this year, I've realized there's a lot of these little green bugs. And I checked it out online. They're pretty common in hops.
Mm.
And as soon as you start to dehydrate, they leave. So they're like...
Or die.
doesn't end up in your beer. And it's,
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
But I wouldn't probably
dehydrate
ever see them if... I wanted to keep track of which different hops were what. So I labeled them on a piece of white paper and I put them in the pail. For some reason, all these little green bugs gravitate towards the white paper. Because like an hour later, I'm like, there's little green things all over my piece of white paper. And then I realize, wow, there's a lot of like little green bugs in there. It's pretty crazy.
Well, they get rid of themselves, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I checked that out. I was a little concerned. Like, I don't know. I don't want to drink bugs.
I'll drink bugs.
You never know.
It might be flavorful.
Right after you suck on these little Chinese nuts.
Do you think he wrote a lot of his own jokes for that movie?
No. First,
he sure made them funny.
First weekend of football went down in the books, and we had a few victories.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boicerously.
I used to say merrily.
His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Oh, all right, that's enough of that one. That goes on for like 3 minutes. So
that's
the Raiders
like
beat
the movie.
The Raiders beat the Broncos on Monday night. And when the Raiders took like a 14-0 lead, I yelled to John in the kitchen, "Somewhere cosmically in this universe, Jeff is ripping Bridget right now." And we had another victory.
The wheels make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Shout it right now, baby.
Say.
We've heard this in person.
Come on, come on.
Say yeah. You will.
Come on and shout.
Say you will.
Yeah.
Shout.
Buffalo's happening now.
Shout.
We're on the moon now.
Shout.
The Bills are happening now.
Shout.
They're making it happen now.
Shout.
We got the spirit.
Shout.
A lot of spirit, yeah.
Shout.
We got the spirit.
Shout.
Just watch it happen now. Make me wanna
shout.
And then Jay Steelers. Sorry, Jay.
No, I'm sorry.
You lose. You get the. You yeah. get the. I'm sure I'll hear that a lot this year.
Oh well.
It happens. It's first week. You know, overreaction. Everybody's all crazy. People are already saying people won the Super Bowl already. Like it already happened.
Yep.
Crazy people, crazy shit like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, what did I have there?
No.
I don't know. What did I have? Oh, I guess we should do this, shouldn't we?
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com, buzzsprout.com, Spotify, and iTunes, or...
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untappd at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick.
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Go check out where we are playing, which is nowhere right now. Or check out our videos and pick up our new, well, not so new CD, but our latest CD. For your listening pleasure.
I guess the Raiders didn't need Antonio Brown to get a win.
No, they did not.
No. Nope.
Nope.
Nobody needed him to get a win this.
Nope.
Well, we could have used him.
Okay.
I'd rather not have him.
I've been called a lot of things, Steve. A loser, a knob, a turd burglar. You know what a turd burglar is? It's somebody who steals turds. Woo!
Turd burglar.
That's what Antonio Brown is, a turd burglar. Con man, turd burglar.
Apparently.
Bastard. What?
Pillowbitis.
Is that what he said?
No. I've been called a lot of things, Steve.
What?
No, it was a Sopranos.
Oh.
I just never heard that term before, and it just came to my mind. It made me laugh.
A pillow what?
A pillow biter.
You never heard that term?
No. Never heard it before in my life.
Yes, that would be a homosexual slur, John.
I don't know. Couldn't you stuff your woman's face in the pillow?
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
What?
Couldn't you stuff your woman's face in the pillow?
Then that would be... anything you say, I can come up with some reason they're going to fucking say something bad about it. So, keep going.
All right.
You on drugs?
You mocking me?
You mocking me, boy? You on drugs? Fuck you. All right, yeah, let's do it.
Chillin'.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on it?
Woo! Chillin' with Jay's Brew. Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
Oh, I see a big canister.
Oh, that's a big one. And now it's time for Jay's Brew.
I couldn't make my mind up, so I brought two.
Great.
Tell me what you'd rather have.
That's what John says when he sees ass in the supermarket. I couldn't make my mind up, but...
Coconut orange tropical.
Ooh. Coconut IPA. Orange tropical.
IPA or just a kind of a regular IPA, but very good.
I thought it said buttery something.
It says Butterfly Door is the name.
Whoa.
It's highly rated.
I think that coconut one or whatever.
I know, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, they both sound good, but
yeah. Pick. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Coconut.
Okay. All right.
See, this is the kind of thing that just tickles my balls.
I gotta look this one up.
Oh, we gotta look this one up here.
Looking it up.
Decadent Ales.
Decadent Ales.
There's the website. This is Coconut Orange. Drink tropically.
Does that mean we have to go to someplace tropical?
I think so.
To drink it tropically?
I think so.
Other than the Bahamas, please, right now?
Yeah. Better get some cheap land down there.
Decadent, you believe all that Sean Connery actually stayed in his mansion down there?
Really?
Yeah. That's not even the fucked up thing. It's crazy to think of him as 89 years old now.
Yeah.
He's almost 90. He's 89 years old.
That is crazy.
Holy shit. Shit burgers.
Yeah. That's nuts. What's that beer?
Orange drink.
Orange Julius.
Coconut orange.
Drink tropically.
Yeah. There's a double tropical smoothie. French toast.
New subscriptions. Southside.
Wonder if these are in alphabetical order. No. No.
Hopefully it's still in here. Sorry. Very unprepared. As usual.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. I'm still doing my top 10.
All right.
Hey, what? I thought that was nice.
Well, he said it was all right. I thought he was ready. Ready?
No.
Oh, back to that.
Coconut orange drink tropically.
I've apparently already had it.
You already had this?
Yep. Oops.
I don't think John's had it.
June 1st. Yeah. No, John hasn't had it. I don't think. Nope.
Oh, Club Super Sex is back. Yeah.
This was brewed especially for the Untapped Beer Festival. This is drink tropically with an added dose of orange zest and coconut.
Orange zest. Ooh.
It's 8.6.
Sex Club Super Sex. I wonder if anybody will ever ask me in my entire life.
What?
Were you really at Club Super Sex? It's a strip club in Glenville?
Oh.
Already ready. I had them ready because we had a near miss last time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mark it off. Bad pouring. Did he say bad whoring? Bad pouring.
He's joking around. Feels so good when he jokes around.
Whoa, that was a near.
Right.
Photo of that, baby. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. See.
See.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
Yeah. See.
Oh shit!
All right. So, where's all my sheets?
Your sheet?
We had one over there. Got one. Just need to keep this professional.
Everybody quiet down. Keep this professional.
So, color. I like it.
It's African American now.
Aroma's nice.
John's like, fuck the aroma. This is going down.
Yeah. Orangey and a little bit of coconutty.
Yeah, it is coconutty.
It's a five. Orangey. Flavor's good. What do you think? Five citrus. On the flavor? Mm-hmm. Citrus, yeah. Coconut.
Yeah. Yeah. John's got to get by a microphone to talk. I got to keep reminding him about that.
Yeah. Get on mic, John.
I know. The person who loves the microphone so fucking much. Where's stay
my,
away from
I
it.
I need my rubber.
Ducky.
For everyone?
My foam. No, this is my mic, right?
Yeah, I need one.
Yeah, but
for
I think
here.
Yeah, I think Steve. I think Steve might touch this one once in a while. Yeah, I need one for both mics.
You well, said
you
order
five,
some.
You said you had five.
No, what? I didn't say I had five.
You did.
Where did you get them? I'll order one.
You could probably get them on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Little fluffy microphone things. Oh. I don't know. I don't. I
microphone
think
microphone cover.
Microphone screens, maybe.
Screen.
Okay. Yeah, I think. I don't know.
All right, I'm on it.
Jay's on it.
So drinkability, I mean, this is pretty much see where we're heading here.
Yeah, yeah.
Great flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I forget what the percent. What was the percentage? 8.6.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not crazy.
There's one right there. See? Five-pack of Mudders.
Five-pack.
Mudders?
That's what they're called. $5.99 for five of them.
Okay.
Right there.
Mudders.
Mudders.
I just put in microphone screens and they came up.
Microphone pom-poms.
Pom-poms.
Hmm.
Is everybody on their phones?
No. See, look at that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what's going on here.
All right, so drinkability, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Five. Where's they? Where are they?
Decadent is out of Long Island.
It's pretty local. So.
Right there, pal.
Hey, I call it local.
And what you just said there, you crossed the line, buddy.
Yeah, Club Super Sex is back. I like
see that. See? See, I told you.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
That's right, Greg.
That's how I learn.
That's how I learn.
I don't know. We don't give a lot of fives, but
I'm going to 4.75.
Okay,
not quite that's a five.
4.75. What's the holdback?
Local.
I guess. Yeah. I guess that's really about it.
And probably accessibility, actually.
Yeah, you can't get it anymore. They're
oh no,
gone.
You gone? Is it just they have it just for the summer?
It seasonal? Was brewed just for the Untapped Beer Festival, so it was a limited edition thing.
Oh, so it's well known by Untappeders.
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 Spoken like a truly unfunny alcoholic.
Yeah, they're in Decadent is Mamoronek. Mamoronek, New York. I don't know how you... So, I think it's Long Island. I'm pretty positive.
So. How'd that we go? Agree. 4.75.
Mama. It's Mama.
Yeah, stuttering prick.
And then Roronek.
I don't know how many are left in the cooler there back at the south side, but that would be like once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. He had one keg probably, and that was it. So, or one. Sixth, I would think.
That's pretty genius, though. I think he's got the best thing going over there.
He gets a lot of stuff, and I forget the name of him now, but there's one distributor that just does like they pick up all this crazy stuff. So that's why you get some unique stuff out there.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
who's that?
Me, John checked in.
Oh, yeah.
No, John, check them.
Yeah, but I don't know any other beverage center that is quite that diversified.
No. Yeah, he gets
diversity.
He does. He gets quite a bit of new stuff.
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
Decadent Ales. Good luck finding it.
But, out of Long Island.
Coconut Orange Drink Tropically.
Tropically. I guess that's it. I guess
yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Chilling with Jay's Brew.
We didn't mean to wake you up, Jay.
Yeah.
Chilling with Jay's Brew.
At the mall.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, super duper variety power.
Ass Sphincter says what?
White trash name, guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace.
Nope.
Don't fuck with me on this. I know this shit.
Do you see me fucking with you?
I'm not. All right, speed round. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, fucking buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Lou, fucking Becky?
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
Oh, I got you, motherfucker. I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
Fuck! All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at Bob and John's Podcast at gmail.com, on Buzzsprout.com, Spotify, and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick, and...
I do not want to touch his ass.
Go to 151 online for all your rock and roll needs.
How did I miss so
many? I do not
so
want to touch his ass.
There are so many, there are so
busy,
many check-ins.
That's why I have gout.
All right.
Oh, Jay's,
I have a
Jay's
gout attack.
Jay's got a little bit of
Saturday
a gout.
Saturday was...
Yeah, you've been drinking beers like they're going out of style. Yeah,
Saturday was Oktoberfest.
But not only that, but you checked in a boatload. Greg checked in some.
Yeah, Greg was busy, too.
Yeah, Greg
every day with you.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me.
Anthony,
that's how I learned.
In.
Oh, yeah.
He must have bought, got one of them mixed... Magic Hat.
Packs.
Packs.
Yeah.
Who? Greg?
Anthony.
Oh, Anthony.
No, Greg was
Greg's,
checking in some
Greg's,
quality H2O
yeah.
there.
I do not want to touch his ass.
Looks like you were floating in the pool a little.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Last week there.
He was a floater.
It did warm up.
Yeah, it did.
I know, I almost did. I'm probably going to go in this weekend because I'll probably close it next week, I'm thinking, before it gets too nasty cold. I'll try and get in there one more time.
When you close it up?
Seasons. Probably next week. I usually, I don't know. I don't like to wait too long because then the water gets cold. But taking the stairs out shows a pain in the ass because I got to dive down under to get it. So.
And it's all uncomfy.
Well, it's just chilly.
Yeah.
Freeze my
Not
dads.
Fun.
Stop crying like a little girl.
So Renee tries to get me to close it up earlier than rather than later.
Stop
I used
crying
to wait,
like a little girl.
Used to wait till October, but...
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to get in there?
Probably not a heck of a lot. Like I said, if I get in there once this weekend, it'll be.
It's funny though. We had this very
you little sissy boy.
Somebody was saying.
What were you know, saying,
this,
John?
This is the end of the hot streaks. But I recall a couple years ago, I waited till the fall on purpose to do the roof on my porch at the house. On Park Place, and I waited to October. All the boat and camp and all that stuff was taken care of. Then we did it, and I took a week off just to do that. And man, I remember it was just you know being on the roof is always hot anyway.
The roof, but it the roof, the roof is on fire.
A really warm week in October, and I remember getting sunburned.
Oh yeah, you get those.
We'll get that.
Sure, yeah, you get those.
I said, stick it in your ass.
I need a couple of those because I still have some outdoor projects that I've been skipping.
You need
I
to need stick
to
in the ass.
Indoor.
A couple of stick it in the asses.
I said, stick it in your ass.
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 Spoken like a truly unfunny alcoholic.
That's how you get it down. Practice, practice.
Oh, Jesus criminy. Oh, I was going to say something now. I can't remember what it was. Son of a bitch. What was I going to say?
Woo! So be on the lookout for the food truck.
Woo!
I think how great this is, okay?
Woo!
You know, I come alive at night.
Woo!
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So woo! I can totally woo! Enjoy the evening in the kitchen making soups.
Okay.
And that's what we got on the food truck. We got three options of soups every time the truck goes out. You can also get grilled cheese.
There might say what again? Say what again?
I think the beef jerky would probably be on the truck as an optional snack, too, of course, okay. I think, you know. But, yeah, that's it for starters, you know, just to get. I mean, if I could go get a great bowl of soup and a great grilled cheese for lunch, I'd be a happy camper.
You are a sad, strange little man.
So, yeah. And I could swap it up, you know, sometimes instead of soups and chilies and stews, you could even have maybe one like a mac and cheese or a lobster mac and cheese, buffalo chicken wing mac and cheese. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
What about?
Booyah! That's what we call a sack lunch.
That's right.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, that's right.
A sack lunch?
Sack lunch. Now, there's no reason why the grilled cheese can't take on a pizza persona. You sit, know what I'm saying? With a little bit of sauce, you've already got the cheese, you got the bread, you put them together, you got like a quickie pizza.
Hmm?
If you got the right elements, that could be a nice little snack too. It's the Italian
Packers on
grilled
a
TiVo cheese.
Mission for the YOU.
You can have, or you know, a lot of people like their tomato on their grilled cheese, and so you can have the optional. You want a slice of tomato, or do you want the tomato sauce? My sauce, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not just
your
ragu.
Special sauce.
My special sauce.
Oh, where is it?
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
Yep, John's special sauce. There you go.
Your Whopper.
Hey, look at that, Will. You're not bad for an old man.
The John Whopper.
The John Whopper. Well,
but speaking of
Whopper.
Speaking of Whoppers.
Whopper!
Or that's Big Mac, actually, isn't it?
Special sauce yeah. Lettuce, cheese, yes. I like the hot stays hot and the cold stays cold. Remember, that was my favorite. Thought that was genius.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
The big pick, we'll call it.
Yeah, the big pick. That will be...
Oh.
Hey, it's easy to have hot dogs, you know what I mean? And the big pick will be a foot long with meat sauce.
Is this moron number one? Put moron number two on the phone.
The big pick is so big, you can't find a bun to...
There seems to have been a misunderstanding about what kind of boat guys we're going to be.
And two meatballs on the side.
Oh, my God, my pipe organ, yay!
Yeah, like the Dumb and Dumber van. Wasn't it? They didn't have dog. Remember?
They had the dog ears.
Dog ears, yeah. I'll put meatballs.
You are creepy as shit.
With the footlong hot dog.
On the side, yeah. Or I could make a special... roll because they don't make them big enough for a pick, you know. So then I make a special roll that's actually got like, it would be two rolls.
Garlic knots.
Yeah,
oh,
garlic knots.
Garlic
yeah,
knots.
The whole thing in half. You put the fucking pick in the middle there, and a couple bowls on the bottom. Put the special sauce.
I'm all over every minute.
There you go.
I think
you got something going.
John's gonna be.
People would come from all over the world to get selfies to put on their Instagram and Facebook with the pick.
John's in this full Kramer mode,
and I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, I guess we should do it, shouldn't we?
Twice this past month, I was set free.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to
with Bob and John
and Jay.
We've done a lot of top tens. We've done a lot of top tens and had a pretty big variety of thing of topics for our top tens.
Like things that are green.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
And we've learned from that one. But we've kind of stuck with more holidays, movies, music, right?
Yep.
Seasonal, things that are winter, things right. that are summer. Things
right.
I think John brought this up.
Okay.
Or do you want one of these? Sorry.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
They're both Oktoberfest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
that's hard. Wolf Hollow. This is
so hard.
In a can.
You like it in a can.
Here, let me see it. I'll decide if I tried them.
There you go.
I might have right, not good, tried
sorry,
them.
Sorry, Bob.
See, what a distraction.
Damn. We so John brought up, because we always trying to look for new top tens. That's always a struggle.
A huge
Excuse
struggle.
Me while I whip this out.
So we're going through trying to figure it out, and John kind of brought up he just said to me, we were actually eating dinner at a restaurant, and
they don't have one.
Asked me a question, like a top five or something, and I said, you know what, we both came up with, we never don't do a lot of foods.
Yeah, we got to do more food.
There's so much out there. It's a whole thing to do, so we decided to go with John, what John asked me, top 10 burgers.
Right.
And
which ended up being a thorn in my side.
But the only thing that we had on this was that it doesn't have to be, it can be a burger, I guess you could say, from the past. So in other words, if it's a restaurant that doesn't exist anymore, or, you know.
See, that was a question that I almost was going to send you, but I just went with mine anyway. Did it have to be from a restaurant?
No, it doesn't. Okay. It
could it be something you cooked yourself?
Yeah, I guess it could be right on
bought,
there.
Bought
yeah.
from a place and cooked yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Much to my surprise, I've had both of these.
Okay, really?
Much to your surprise.
Well, take your pick.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I guess I give this one of 4.5. I forgot to look at what I gave that one.
We'll check it out.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no rush.
All right, no rush here.
You're not Russian.
No.
You're American. American. You're
so
American.
The reason why I say it turned out to be a thorn in my side is because, like, when I get into these things, then I realize, like, there's restaurants all over the world and country that probably have the most amazing burgers we've never never had before.
Yeah, but this is your list.
Right.
This is
right.
my list. This is Jay's list. This isn't anybody else.
It made me want to go out and get burgers. But here's the thing that I got thinking about. The problem is I've traveled a little bit. I've gotten around. But I'm not a big burger guy. I don't pick.
Well, that's just not your pick. Yeah,
right,
there's always.
Yeah.
You're always probably trying to be. You'd probably pick burgers if you went to a place and it was like the famous house of the burger for wherever
right,
you're at.
Exactly.
You'd be like, well, I'm going to get a burger.
Right, right.
I get it. No, listen, I don't do that. I don't do that as much either. I'm
right.
usually,
so
you know.
I wish I had expanded this. As a matter of fact, though, we also came up with another great idea. Is we want to have a night, I don't know, once every 2 weeks or something like that. And we try to fucking make the best burger we can right at home, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
It can be done.
All right. Yeah.
There's a lot of ways. As a matter of fact, there's a restaurant. Let's get into it. Let's go.
All right. Well, you started it, so what's your number 10? This is your top 10.
Out of the fastest food restaurant industry, there's a few I refuse to put on this list, but there's one that I have decided to use. If I'm going to get the... Can find it most places, fast food burger joint for a burger that I will enjoy. I'm going to put Wendy's on there as my number 10.
Okay. I hear that.
Even though when I go to Wendy's, if I do.
You usually get the chicken.
I usually get the chicken. I like the chicken sandwich. That's what I like when I go there. But they do have decent burgers. I think I know I enjoy it when I do get it. So.
Okay.
Jay, that was my number 10.
Yeah, sure. That's my number 10, too, Wendy.
Oh,
hey!
Hey!
I was hesitant to put a fast food place on there, But I do like their burger.
Yeah.
This one. I do like their burger.
Wendy's is a lot better than the other.
Yeah, I agree.
Fast food, like traditional fast food places.
Oh, I gave this a 4.25, so this is the winner.
Okay. Although I don't think I've never experienced White Castle or In-N-Out Burger.
I wanted to put White Castle, but I really don't remember getting burgers from there.
I know
it was popular in the area.
I've only had their frozen. I've never had their actual burger.
I've never had it at all, yeah.
They had the place on State Street
for a long time.
It was a big deal.
But didn't Hollers end up taking that over at a point?
I think for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right before their end, right, or something?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
I know when they were first built, it was a big thing in Schenectady. Like,
I don't remember.
That was a great place to go. Oh, it was before my time.
Oh, that can, too. Did you notice the can?
Uh-huh.
It's got the German hat on top of the wolf.
Oh, it's a...
it's an Oktoberfest.
Sven hat.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, he's... Calling an audible.
Yep. I remembered one. That's why, and this isn't writing. There, close enough.
My number 10, I'm going to say this is a chain that's still around. Their burger has changed, and I'm going to say that what they originally were, it's 99, and when 99 first came in around here, you got what they addressed it on the menu as a steak burger, and it was like a little steak you got as the burger, and it was awesome. Now it seems like it's shrunk down to this little hockey puck, and the bread almost makes it disappear. So I'll go with 99, their original steak burger.
The original steak burger.
That was they first had when they first came around.
Okay.
That was really like, okay, if I'm going to go there, I want to get that. You know what I mean?
Huh. Well, yeah.
Number 9, John?
You know, there's one I left off the list because I couldn't remember, because I don't think I'd got it. But I think you really, didn't you really enjoy the ground round burger?
I think,
and I always got ribs, wings, and onion rings. That's what I always got. So it didn't go
ground
on
round
because I don't remember.
That's one place I miss more than anything is ground round.
Yeah,
they were great. They had, and I'm talking about just a lot of stuff they had, just not burgers. They were really, really good.
Now, I threw this on there because I've been there. I didn't necessarily have the burger there.
Okay.
But I saw it while I was there, and I found it online as one of the top, not 10, it's up in the, I know it's in the top 100 of the country.
Okay.
And we were there. The Ruck. Is
really
well known for their burgers. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. So I wanted to add that to the list because it's a little bit of information, even though I didn't have a burger while I was there. And I saw them; they look good. I just didn't like. I don't go that way. I think I had their wings. You know.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
Because we ate before that gig, and I think I had their wings.
Yeah, you ate there. Yeah, we ate there. And yep. Jay, you're number 9.
My number 9 is just this is one you cook yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like a drunken party thing.
Oh, I like that.
The good old Bubba Burger.
Bubba?
The Bubba Burgers?
The frozen Bubba Burgers?
Just
throwing
the grease fires?
Yeah. Just throwing them
Didn't
on the
Jeff
fire.
Always have some?
Jeff always, they always had the, for him and yeah, Tim were big.
Great.
To get them,
throw them on the grill.
Get a box of them.
No, they just go, they're nasty, not healthy for you at all, but they're super fatty and they char. They char up nicely. And
does the trick.
Fill your belly when you're drunk.
That was
kind of an old memory thing.
Oh, that is a good one, though.
Yeah, the old Bubba Burgers.
Yep.
And they have like shitload of flavors now. It's hilarious when you see it. I haven't bought them in forever, but
I think that was the only food we ever prepared at Jeff's house.
Those burgers?
It was a staple.
Now that I think about it.
Didn't they always have shrimp laying around too? They always seem to have shrimp cocktail. That was a big one.
Yeah, I do remember seeing.
Yeah, a lot of shrimp cocktail. Yeah.
All I know is
because they would leave it out, and then the cats would get around it.
I mean, that's why instantly you were.
Those fucking cats.
You might be right. I don't remember because I know. There's no fucking way I would go for it with the cats running around. You know those cats licked every piece on that counter.
Yeah. Yep. My number 9 is, again, same with 99. Their burger sucks now, but it what it once was when it first came around, is I think me, you, and Jeff went there a lot when they were first around in the mall, Ruby Tuesdays. They had a great burger when they first came out.
Anymore?
Yeah, they're still in, they're still at Crossgates. I think the one in Wilton's gone. The one in Clifton Park's gone. Yeah, oh, that one went too, didn't it? Yeah.
That's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, no, the one in Crossgates, I believe, is still open. Yeah, and the one in Amsterdam's still open.
Is it?
Well, that was like brand new. It's only like 10 years old or something, that one. It's funny. But they had a great burger, and then it just, it was like, they went through a time where they switched their menu like every fucking 6 months, and it went to shit. So I was like, I remember when Jay got that, I remember when you got the colossal burger there one time. That thing was huge. They stuck a fucking big-ass knife through it.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I saw some of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jay took that one on. I was like, oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Ruby Tuesday?
Yeah. Yep. You're number eight, John?
This was a surprising one, and it's actually another fading restaurant. Is Friendly's had a decent burger.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yep, I'll tell you, that's a lot higher on my list.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yep. So that one was definitely...
It's on mine, too.
The only one I know right now is in Clifton Park, and they still do a pretty darn good...
No, there's Saratoga also. Saratoga, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like the only one left in the
No. There's one on Troy on Hoosick Street.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, one right up by Sonic, right up in Troy.
Well, that's good. Some of them are still kicking around.
Yeah, they're still staying alive.
Yeah, but they did. They switched their menu up a couple times too.
Yeah, they switched. They used to be in the original when they were the only ones with the crinkly fries that were perfect. And,
yeah, yeah. They also had the waffle ones too. Remember those?
Yeah, that's when they started switching everything around constantly. Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot of free meals there, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm pretty sure I was the reason they started offering the carafe. Me and Jim Copta used to go walk when it actually. It was Friendly's. I think I was going to say before that was Flavorland. I don't think we were there that early.
Oh, that one was yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we used to go
Friendly's
there.
Bought Flavorland.
You
I could
think. Still smoke in restaurants, and we used to know some of the waitresses. And I think for 60 cents, so $1.20 for the two of us, we'd drink coffee all night long and smoke cigarettes there. That's basically what we did.
Yeah.
And they got sick of serving us, so you know. But we knew the waitresses because they went to the high school together, and they used to just bring the pot and put it on the table and just leave it. Like, oh, okay. So it wasn't long after
they're
that. All
giving
of a sudden,
you pot.
Yeah. Wasn't long after they started bringing out the carafes, and now I think they do it to this day. You know, if you want coffee and there's more than one person drinking it, they'll bring it.
Well, probably, yeah. Carafe, you know? Yep. Jay, you're number eight?
I'm going to go with Friendly's. I did a little switch up here.
Friendly's is very high on mine.
Yeah, well, it was a really decent burger they had there.
Yep. Oh, you know, I have another one on here, but I can't put it on there because it wouldn't work.
See, another problem with the burger is I know all the things in my head that would make a great burger, but everything I want to add makes it worse for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I want to put blue cheese on there and I want to do it, all kinds of stuff.
My number eight is...
That's Bob's number eight.
Go ahead.
What?
Did you have you had the blue cheese from Red Roof? Is that where
Red Front.
Red Front?
Yes.
Do you find it totally different than...
It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's really...
I love their blue... That's what I said. They make it. It's homemade.
Yeah, they
that's what we had tonight. Up.
They like... I think there's garlic in it is what I think
I
is
know.
In there.
Yeah, probably.
I got to say, they're on the top of my list on wings. I really
love their wings. I told you.
Wings are good.
I wouldn't... To be honest with you, if you... To go all that way for them for pizza... I wouldn't do it. The wings is what's good. The wings, the pizza's not bad.
See, I love their pizza too.
I haven't
because I like a sweet sauce, so that's why I like I love theirs. It's nice.
The problem,
I like the pizza because I like a little brujade.
I don't hate it. No, that doesn't even bother me as much as it's just there's. Not, I like crust. I like a thicker crust.
Something there, yeah.
And the edge, you know what
I
mean?
You're
and
right. Theirs is almost.
It's only
very thin.
It does make it.
Did
nice.
You try the Cobb yet? The Cobb.
No. Next time we're in agreement that next time that's going to happen.
Cobb is good. Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. If for me to go up there for pizza, I wouldn't do it. But the wings. Oh, the wings.
And the blue cheese is obviously. I think that's their trick. I think there's a little bit of if it's not garlic powder, maybe real thin in there.
Homemade.
Because it's got a little
It's all homemade.
So. Yeah, it's got a little bit
and of lovely and lovely chunky. Ladies at the front counter, too.
That's
lovely
always
ladies.
Helpful.
And the owner's a huge Steelers fan, so.
Well, we're not going to hold that against them, but lovely ladies at the counter. Lovely ladies. Very, very easy on the eyes.
That's good.
The one weird thing we found, though, is that they put the carrots and celery underneath the wings, and it almost cooks
them.
Yeah,
they always do it. Yeah,
yeah, that's a little weird.
It's either that, and you got to put it separate. I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
Well, like most other places you get them, I think they're usually separate. They usually put them, like throw them in the bag or something like that. It's
like
just a little strange.
Your old favorite one there.
Riverside.
They used to wrap the shit out.
Oh yeah,
you need like razor triple wrap to get it out of the saran wrap.
It was fresh though.
That's true.
They were fresh, but we had that tonight, and I love those wings. Wings are great. They're but we're talking hamburgers.
Oh, we'll do wings another time.
Yes, we'll do wings another time.
And pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight. My number eight is Dirty Dan's, an Emmy Bowl burger.
Oh, Dirty Dan's.
Oh yeah, that's talk about a drunken burger. Never had it sober, so I couldn't tell you what it tastes like sober. But that like half a pound of meat with a fried egg on top.
Where is this place?
I don't even know if it exists anymore. Yeah, it was Albany. It was like what?
It's still around?
Oh, they are.
I think it's just called Dan's.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably what it was called. I think we called it Dirty Dan's.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, you walk.
When I Googled Dirty Dan's, it brought me to it.
Oh, okay. When you walk in there, it's just like all like.
I'm not dirty anymore.
It's all like booths on one side and the.
It's a bar, right?
The bar on the other side. And I mean, you're in there at night drunk. Everybody's just Emmy Bowl Burger, Emmy Bowl Burger, Emmy Bowl Burger, Emmy Bowl Burger. So the one time we went in there, it's Phil and Ben. We're all at Emmy Bowl Burger, Emmy Bowl Burger. Like everybody in the whole place is Emmy Bowl Burger. Jeff's the only one that goes, "Can I see a menu?" And like the whole place went turned around and went, and then he ordered an omelet.
I believe that.
Emmy Bowl Burger. That's no Bubba Burger.
Yeah,
can I have an omelet, please, with some sparkling water? John, you're number seven.
Okay, I'm going to use the name. It might be wrong, but I was trying to explain this to you earlier. And the I think it was Bennigan's. Have you ever heard Bennigan's?
Yeah.
I think it was Bennigan's, but I'm not sure. It was a place over in Latham, really close to Latham Farms.
Yeah, that's Bennigan's. There was Bennigan's.
I don't know
there.
If this is the place, but I'm pretty sure. And I had this burger there one time, and they had made a mozzarella stick in the shape of a patty, and it was on top. So that was the cheese part, and it was a little bit too much for me to handle, but it was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was awesome. I would do that again. I found other variations, but it's people that just put like three cheese sticks on top. This thing is they made a burger out of mozzarella and breaded it and deep fried it. It was like the same size as the burger. It's pretty amazing. And you know, you start to smoosh it together. What happens?
Smoosh it. You start to smoosh it.
And all the flavors start to get together. I think they had a special sauce too on top of it.
John's special sauce. Jay, you're number seven.
My number seven, another home cook one, the Co-op burgers. The Co-op special burgers. Oh, always love their specially made mixed.
Charlie always ran that place like a top.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still special, doing it, but
they do. I'm trying to remember. I think the bacon blue cheeseburger. Actually, it was bacon and chunks of blue cheese. Man, I used to love getting those, just throwing them on the grill.
That sounds good now.
Oh, I'm still too full from pizza.
I know, I am too. But what we were talking about is what we need to find to really knock this burger out of the park is the bread.
Yeah, the roll makes a whole.
Yeah. You know, where?
Because I love the burgers I make myself on the grill, but the one thing that does, if you're doing it just like the beer and you're going through, the bun would be a big thing, and that. Not having the right bun for me,
it would have.
And I haven't found the right bun
for me. Whatever it is, has to have a little bit of butter and bam on the skillet a little bit. Give it a little toasting.
Oh, you like that? Yeah, I don't need that.
It's like a Kaiser roll or something. Yeah. Is what I'm
brioche.
Right, but I don't want a gigantic. I don't want all bread though.
That's either. True. Yeah, you know well, you I mean? Can't. You can't have the burger. The bun cannot supersede the burger in size.
I agree.
And engulf it.
I agree.
Then it's no bueno.
And that's what the whole thing is. I know some great rolls, but they're just too big for a standard burger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's what I want to get that burger press. I have in my on my list on Amazon.
Does it make the burger bigger so it fits a bigger roll, or is?
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a bigger burger, definitely. I want to do that. You know what I mean? So you have a bigger burger
again. It might have to be. I have to develop the roll again. You know what I mean? I'm back to square one with the bread thing.
I just think we got to look around to put different places.
Okay, but that's what we're gonna. That's on the list. The thing to do. By the way,
my number seven, you guys already had on your list, but Wendy's.
All right.
Yep.
Good. Wendy's, very. I they're.
They still do it right.
A good Wendy's double is good. Very
seems
good.
Seems like the competitors, the McDonald's and Burger
McDonald's
King's
gone
have
to shit.
Just undercut their quality so far. You know what I mean?
Burger King hasn't gone as far as McDonald's. It doesn't even. No. It doesn't. The taste doesn't resemble
the last time
what we grew up with.
The last time I, well, we shouldn't put it down. You might love the we were talking about it earlier. Big Mac. Hey, if you love the Big Mac, then you love the Big Mac. No problem. But
well, I'm just saying for
Big
me,
Mac
I don't
the same thing as
no.
when I used to get it when
no.
I was a kid.
No.
It's nothing like it anymore. Got never got one.
Yeah, no. It's
when
not.
When I was a kid,
it's
the
not.
Big Mac was a pretty fun.
A quarter pounder with cheese used to be great, and it's not anymore. It's not. None of it is. Just the cheeseburgers were great.
I used to stop in a pinch. The last one, it was like I ate nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah. Number six to John.
Another local brewer that actually has some pretty good rankings for burgers, Druthers.
Oh, you've had their burger?
Uh-huh. Yeah, nice. In Saratoga, not this one. And I haven't even been inside of this one at the casino yet. Have you been there?
No.
It's funny that my tenant was like, "Oh, I'm glad you came. I was just about to head out to Druthers." I guess on his days off, he likes to spend a lot of time there.
Well, I guess it's nice. I just haven't been down there.
It's about as close as you can get for him.
Here's another problem, though. Druthers burger's pretty decent, but if I'm going to go there, man, they have killer mac and cheese.
Well, you
know. I love a good mac and cheese.
We'll have to do mac and cheeses then.
I love mac and cheese. And then, like, you put... I've had lobster mac and cheese. That's like coming all day and all night. I get on the stage, I'm coming. I go home, I'm coming. I go to the gym, I'm coming.
It's like I'm coming all the time.
Lobster mac and cheese, it was like... I don't know. Technically, may not be... anything worse for you. I mean, unless you put it into a ball of breadcrumbs and put it into a deep fryer.
We're in a burger. We're in the burger section here.
Yeah, but you got me thinking about food.
Jay, you're number
six?
Six.
Oh, we got to do a top 10 mac and cheese.
Dairy Queen.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that Dairy Queen.
Not just remember. Well, I mean, there's one around now. And but
it's not the same, though, is it? The one that used to be up on Burnt Hills.
Yeah, it's
is it really
know, pretty much the same. Yeah, I haven't had their burger still, but everything's the same.
I had one a bunch of years ago when I was headed out to Buffalo, and they were not the same as I remember.
Where's
them.
The They're closest? Huge.
The last time Dairy I had, Queen. Last time I had, there's Central Avenue.
Central Avenue, there's one.
We had one in Canada. They were like on every street corner in Canada, Niagara Falls. And we had them there, and they were fucking unbelievable.
Mm. Dairy Queen is
really,
awesome.
Really good burgers.
I don't even know why that one went out. That was a good...
Yeah, that one was there forever.
They closed a bunch of spots.
So. I think that was a...
Well, I think that was franchised. So probably...
Bad, man.
So
that
maybe,
was,
maybe,
that was a jackpot right there.
Maybe the guy who owned it died or something. The family didn't want to keep it going or something like that.
I'm surprised the pizza place has done so well there. Because the place that was there before was like a fish fry place.
I won my first 10-speed bike from there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Gotta love winning.
Oh, yeah. My father loved to go up there. He'd eat so fast, he'd get the hiccups.
I used to go there all the time.
Yeah. Probably bumped into Jane, didn't even know it back then.
I'm pretty sure you introduced me to Dairy Queen.
Oh yeah, that was the big place.
That wouldn't have been a go-to for me, but you guys went off and enough, and finally I.
Yeah.
Like, oh fuck yeah! I'm stopping here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and oh yeah, their ice cream was phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. They had the original like Blizzard,
the parfait.
Like
the stuff
that, oh yeah, they're the original Blizzard type thing. Yeah,
I used to love the parfait.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they had such good shit.
Peanut butter parfait. I think it was.
They used to have they were the. As a kid, I remember they were the originator of the ice cream cake. Mm-hmm. Getting ice cream cakes from there. For like birthdays and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Before Friendly started it and became
Carvel
like
Carvel was huge too.
Yeah. Carvel, yeah, Carvel probably at the same time.
There was only one of them around here too.
Write right all these
down. Big down in New York.
Ice cream cakes,
ice cream cake, top ten.
I get a lot of top tens going. So where were we?
Six to you.
Oh, six to me. This one I just found, and actually this is where the conversation started. Buffalo Wild Wings up here in Clifton Park. We went up there. I think it was the day you got canned, wasn't it, or something?
Yes,
no, we went to Hooters that day.
No, we went to Hooters.
But we went up to Buffalo Wild Wings before. I think you got the heave ho.
I was gonna say I wasn't canned.
I'm sorry,
you came to an agreement.
Before you came to your agreement. We ended up.
I wasn't canned.
For some reason, we ended up there, and I got their
mutual agreement.
That's right.
We decided to separate ways.
Separation of employment.
Separation.
It was a divorce.
I clearly was not canned.
We ended up there for some reason. I have no idea why we just decided. I have no idea. We were like, let's go up and get some food, and we went up there. And
I like going out. That's a good one.
Yeah. But I got
a burger there.
I got their burger, and I was thinking it was just going to be a single burger. And number one, it came back as a double burger, and I was like, whoa. And then you get into it, man, and you need like a bunch of napkins because it's.
So yeah, it's one of those places.
It's really
that
good.
Hooks me because they have a decent sampler platter. Anything I can get one meal and it's got like four items on it, I'm like,
it's a good burger. I mean, you get everything on it, and it was really, really good. As a matter of fact, I've had it twice since then up there.
Actually, one of the items I saw on the Bennigan's current menu is a similar thing, but instead of that mozzarella cheese stick, they got fried onions. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't mean like.
Where is Bennigan's? Are they even
there
around?
Isn't around
I don't
anymore.
Think there is anymore. Right.
No.
But I'm not talking about.
They're on those lists that come up on MSN, like restaurants that won't be around anymore.
I'm not talking about the fried onions where you fry it in a pan and it's just onions and you put it on top. I'm talking about the
onions.
Yeah. It's like French fried onions.
Yeah.
You know, and those are on top of that. It's a pretty good addition to a burger for me. Let me tell you something.
John, you're number five. That's not Bennigan's.
Just looking into my future of burgers. I put this in the middle for a reason. Because it's probably one of the lowest quality burgers. It probably ranges in there with
Bubba's. I know where you're going.
And but for some reason, I got to have one or a couple every year.
I think Jay would agree with this, too.
I fucking love them. It's a Jumpin' Jack's fucking burger. I just they're greasy.
I'll do it now. Jumpin' Jack's number five. There
they're greasy and maybe not the greatest.
I put it right, that's why I put it right in the middle too. Yeah,
I don't know if it's that grill, I don't know what it is, but
the Jack Burger too is awesome.
Steam the roll, it's just fucking great. I used to get a Jack Burger.
Oh, I love a Jack Burger.
Just a little too much for me. I love
a Jack Burger,
especially in the beginning of the season.
Explain what a Jack Burger is.
Jack Burger is basically two cheeseburgers with a cup of coleslaw, which their coleslaw is very excellent, in the burger. So it's a double
triple bun.
Yeah. Triple bun. Yep. And it's awesome. You just got to have some room for it.
Yep.
My go-to there is two cheeseburgers, the coleslaw on the side in the beginning of the season.
Too. Oh, the regular cheeseburger is good too.
Because I need room for the onion rings because I love their onion.
Their
rings.
Onion rings are good.
Too. Indian
onion rings are top notch there. I really do. Once a year, I usually get a clam fry there too because I do really like it. And I don't.
You
even
burned yourself out early this year.
I did. I went balls out crazy. I just stopped.
I missed
the
it
other
again
day,
this year.
And I was like, I want one more cheeseburger before the summer's over. And they're already closed.
Go to, and I kept telling her, I'm like, they're gonna be closing soon. We're gonna miss it.
Labor Day.
She's like, we should go. I'm like, they're closed already. And we looked it up. Oh,
yeah,
she's all upset. I'm like,
Jay, you're number five.
My number five, another home cooked burger. from Primal Butcher Shop. They make some fucking awesome burgers, man. If you ever want to just get
them. Where is that?
Clifton Park's the closest.
Is that Fred the Butcher?
Albany. No, okay. Primal. Oh. They're Clifton Park, Saratoga, and Albany, Stuyvesant Plaza. Yeah, they make some fantastic burgers.
Because it really all starts with the meat.
Yeah. Well, they grind up their best shit. And,
they grind up their best shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a shit cloud coming.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
No, their burgers are fantastic. I brought them down to the in-laws one time. They're like, holy crap, they couldn't believe it. You know, nice, thick.
Man, that's where we have to start, John.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we should start with the...
and their ground beef was fantastic.
When we do a podcast, maybe we'll start it off with dinner. We'll grill some fucking burgers. It doesn't take that long. Yeah. And we'll try to make the kick-ass burgers.
Yeah. More editing for Bob, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying.
No problem. Camera two.
No problem.
Go fuck yourself.
It's worth it. Just wait till we get brewing the beer. You're going to be editing your ass off.
Go fuck yourselves.
Ah, fuck you.
My number five... Jumpin' Jacks, I agree with that. Yeah. So you're number four, John?
Number four, I went with Dirty Dance. It's a burger that if you're in the Capital District and drinking, you should probably stop and get one.
If you're drinking in the Capital District.
Yeah.
Dirty Dance. Emmy Bowl burger.
Yep. Do it up.
Yeah, you'd never think an egg on there would be a big thing, like a thing you probably really want to do, but it makes
drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning, it works really
well. Yeah, it does.
Really, really well.
Actually, drunk at midnight, it works too.
It works too.
Drunk at 1 in the afternoon, it works.
That's kind of your rejuvenation. It's kind of like, oh, I just had breakfast and dinner. I'm ready to go out.
Jay, your number four?
My number four is Red Robin.
I got to go to Red Robin again. Really? I went there a long time ago, and it just never gotten back because Linda didn't like it, so I never got back.
And I got into the sushi place. We went to Red Robin the first night, and that was the first time I've been there, and it was really good.
I know their onion ring.
They have the choices, too, to make a great burger.
Well, yeah, and that's the first place I've ever had a fried egg on a burger. That's fucking phenomenal.
Isn't it? That's a little secret crazy thing, isn't it?
I guess we do have to do a thing of fried eggs. Going to have to be on our burger,
and
then.
And the unlimited steak fries doesn't hurt either.
I'm going to have to skip.
Their onion ring tower is superb.
Yeah, we had that a while ago.
I love onion rings. God, I love onion rings.
We have to do it. Well, you know what? We'll all have to go out and do a Red Robin. We haven't done one.
Yeah. Game.
You're what? Game?
Game.
Okay.
Game.
Making sure.
Game.
My number four is Five Guys.
Nice.
Like the Five Guys.
No girls?
No. Just Five Guys.
Just Five Guys in a cup.
Five Guys in a cup.
I actually would put them in my top five for French fries.
Yes, their fries are good.
Everything about their milkshake's good, their fries.
Yeah.
You know, I went the weekend before I went down to the new one right down the road here.
You know what I'm sad about is I've heard good things, but I've never went. Is I've heard a lot of people enjoy Smashburger. It's up in, I know there's one.
Yeah. I've talked to a few people, and they've said Five Guys is better.
Yeah, way better. Yeah. There's one in Niskiwa.
No,
there's one in Clifton Park.
I haven't had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it's just burger, like build your own burger, I thought. Is
Burger Fi, Toots, same thing.
Same old thing.
Not as good as Five Guys.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
Five Guys is build your own burger, too.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. Five Guys is on my list.
Have you had Five Guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, really?
Yeah, when they just...
All at the same time?
Yeah, it was really not hard.
There seems to have been a misunderstanding about what kind of boat guys...
So they weren't hard Five Guys.
Right. Kind of wrangled them all up together with a rope and just that's it.
Oh my God, my pipe organ! Yay!
You left that way.
Oh, I wish I was Beyonce.
Where I don't even know where we were.
It was your
my five guys.
To John's five.
To John's five guys. John, what's your number four or three?
Three.
Well, here's one that you guys might not be familiar with, and I don't blame you because I think it's exclusive to Saratoga, as far as I know. But they were actually the first restaurant to sponsor the softball team. It's right really close to work, and they have a nice little twist on things.
What work, John? You don't work anymore.
That's right. It's goddamn right. It's goddamn right.
What is it?
Juicy Burger.
Well, that's not too sexual.
I think we had them once.
It's up in the Hannaford Plaza on...
Uh-huh, yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And they have a pretty good burger. Pretty good rings, too. You know how I am about rings.
I love we love a good ring.
I love a good ring.
I love a good ring. Jay, your number three?
My number three is Five Guys.
Ooh.
You've all had them. You all like them?
We've all had Five Guys.
Like it or not, we've had them.
You're titillated, aren't you?
Just take it.
I'm going to squeeze right in here if my thighs will let me.
My number three is Friendly's.
Way up there.
Wow. I mean, and you know, not only that, they were the first place I ever had one with toasted bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Love that toasted bread.
Yeah.
They're so friendly.
They're so friendly.
So friendly.
Yeah. And a good Friendly's burger with a chocolate fribble. Fribble. Yep. Those are amazing.
I think they were the ones that made quesadilla mainstream.
You know, they had quesadilla forever.
Yeah,
they've
had quesadillas for a long time. Yeah. You say that.
Yep. Yeah. John, you're number two.
I went with the Five Guys.
All right.
Enough said there. Oh, Jay, you're number two.
Jumpin' Jacks.
Oh, so good. Goddamn love that
I think
place.
Our top five, or I don't know about our number ones, but so far we've been pretty all in there. You know what I mean?
I wish the Jumpin' Jacks large soda was a little bit bigger. I feel just a little shortchanged at the largest one. I always get the coleslaw, but like by the end of the season, I skip the coleslaw. Two cheeseburgers, onion ring, a large Coke. If the Coke was just a little bit bigger, it would be perfect for me.
A little more Coke for John.
John needs a little bit more Coke before he goes to Five Guys. him and his Five Guys.
Oh, no. That was my Jumpin' Jacks.
I know.
Jumpin' Jacks.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
All right. I don't know how big the soda is at Five Guys.
I never had it. I always had a milkshake.
I should get the milkshake.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find out.
I don't know.
My number two is, and I'll preface.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
I will preface this by saying it's the old Dairy Queen up here because it's the only, I haven't really been to any other Dairy Queen, so. The Dairy Queen that used to be up in Burn Hills as
the
a kid.
The old Dairy Queen.
The old Dairy Queen.
That is the old.
Yeah, that is the old one. Yeah,
actually, other than that one, when I see one, I'm like, there's others?
There's others? I think there's actually some ones up north that didn't end up going out.
I don't know. I know the one in Albany.
Must be Canadian
but
if there's a lot up that way.
There's a lot out by the Buffalo area. We saw them a lot out there.
Niagara Falls. They were like literally on every corner up there in Niagara Falls. In Canada, the Canadian side.
The damn Canadians.
There's nothing in the New York side.
Fucking Canadians.
So Dairy Queen, huge growing up.
I don't have anything against Canadians, by the way.
Yeah, we love Canadians.
I just like to say fucking.
Fucking.
Fucking like Canadians. I think I should probably go to Canada.
Are you going to take your Five Guys with you?
Yeah.
Take
John,
going
to go get me some Dairy Queen.
John, you're number one.
Hoser.
Dairy Queen.
Oh,
yes, Dairy Queen. God, I love those burgers. I fucking love those burgers.
They were great.
They were awesome.
They had great fries, too.
It was just the right. You know what I remember?
I'm still on the hunt for the best fry.
They had some really fresh lettuce on those burgers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember the lettuce being like, it just came out of the refrigerator, snapped.
Yeah.
Poof, you know what I mean? It was like.
It almost wasn't fast food the way they prepared it. It was almost like it was
real deal.
Yeah.
And they had all the right elements.
Well, yeah.
The bun was right.
It's back before we're remembering times before McDonald's and Burger King and all these restaurants used to actually cook it back there.
Right. Yeah. There's a grill.
Yeah. A grill? No. Jay, you're number one.
My number one is now specifically off the truck here. The food truck, Burger 21.
Oh yeah, you have rattled your saber about that one on this podcast. Oh,
I love Burger 21. I'm telling you, you can't get a better burger all around. Their fries are phenomenal. They have dipping sauces for the fries, so you can.
Do you know when the next time they're going to be around and we can experience this?
I think we'll follow on the 22nd. He told me. I just saw the owner at the Oktoberfest.
Well, John's not going to be working, so we should go.
oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's because I'm off on the Sunday evenings. So
we just made a plan.
Burger 21 off the truck. Yeah, I've had it. The restaurant's good too, but I've asked the owner because the owner usually runs the truck. So I talked to him quite a bit about it. I'm like, why is it so different getting it off the truck? He just says time from coming off the grill to your plate. He goes, it's instant
off the truck.
Yeah. He goes, and at the restaurant, people have to pick it up and bring it to the table. He goes, just that little bit of time makes a difference. But yeah, Burger 21, that's my favorite.
My number one, John brought up, even though it didn't make his top 10, my all-time favorite is Ground Round.
I would probably have added it on my list, but like I said, I always got the same thing.
Whole setup was the whole setup was great because you used to get the Ground Round platter, so you got a small, nice salad before.
The first salad buffet that I remember. Ponderosa.
Ponderosa
had the first one I could
remember. They had the platter. You'd get the salad. Salad before.
Sure.
You get great fries. But here was the best part. You'd get like three big onion rings on top of your burger that you could have. And it was great because you always want great, if you have great fries and great onion rings, it's like
jackpot.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't want a whole basket of onion rings, but just three big, nice onion rings is all I need. Yeah, Ground Round by far is my favorite.
I do miss that place. Another place I don't understand why.
Yeah,
went under.
Yeah,
that place was. Oh, that place was great.
The last one of that one I remember was over on State Street.
State Street. Crosstown.
Nothing's still there. I don't think anything's still in there, is it?
No, there's nothing in there now.
Yeah.
It's just a vacant building. Somebody tried to go and do some kind of sports bar or something.
But do you remember how much time we spent at the Ground Round in Mohawk Mall?
Yeah. We spent time.
I think Wendy worked there.
Jeff did too.
Oh, did he?
That's where Jeff was. Yeah. Both Wendy and Jeff worked there.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, the two Ground Rounds that, we spent the most time in are Clifton Park and the one in Mohawk Mall.
Yeah.
Probably we're doing this podcast on 9/11. Actually, on 9/11, when that happened, we were going down to Hooters for trivia, and it got canceled. So me, Jeff, and Tim ended up over at the one in Schenectady on Ground Round. And they had it all, everything all over the TVs and stuff.
Well, that's like 16 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in
18, I think.
18.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was in Hawaii.
You would have been married for 18 years.
No. 18 years ago. I would have been in Hawaii. I like to think of it that way. I remember, the Tropicana there? It's the Rainbow Hotel.
I've never been there.
No. If you ever watch Hawaii 5-0, you know what I was talking about. It's on there, It's like the hotel you can see Diamond Point from.
The one they always show on TV.
And that was the first hotel we were at, and I remember when I showed up there, there was a Hawaiian tropic bikini.
On your honeymoon,
beautiful women I've ever seen are walking. Everybody's in bikinis, and everybody's fucking beautiful.
And then
oh my God, what a mistake I just made.
And you know what he did? He turned around and looked at his ex-wife and went, wow.
He's here. Who's running hell?
That was our top 10 best burgers.
Well, that was good. Yummy. I'm hungry.
Yummy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's all, folks.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com, Spotify and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untappd at Jay's Brewmaster Pick.
Wow. If he's here, who's running hell?
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Pick up our album, debut album 151, and check out our videos. Jay, what did you learn?
John wants to take five guys.
I knew he's gonna get that before I could.
You could have said it. Could have gone first.
I always go last.
John wants to take five guys to Canada.
John, what did you learn?
Five guys was in Canada.
No.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy
is.
Queen.
Oh, this may be the first spin.
John, what did you learn?
Spankily boonkaloogie. I can't remember. Bob, what did you learn?
What did you learn?
What did I learn?
Yeah, Bob, what did you learn?
I learned that green little bugs that live in the hops run away from the dehumidifier.
That's right. They get the
or the humidifier.
Out.
Yeah.
Whatever the run. Fuck that thing is.
Run, bastards, run.
that was fun. John's five guys are not hard.
No.
Wrangle them up.
Not hard for five guys.
And wow, we went an hour and a half.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Well, that's because John tried to turn this into the best of every food. Every time he went out. Yeah, we got to get Jay. We got to slide Jay in bed. He's with five guys. We got him. This is the last week Jay's on days. He's back to nighty nights. Yeah, that's all. Maybe you'll be more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know.
I hope I'll be happier.
Happy. All right,
happy.
Say goodnight, boys.
Good night.
Good night, boys!
Stadler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Well, good night.
So long, gay boys!